Because Lady says if it's a Dhamma Yoga, he says if it's a Dhamma Yoga, so he said that before we see the Dhamma La. Because I will devotion is, you see, I will devotion is my survival, who Yoga Mutta. And he says, not talking about the Dhamma, yes, there is some visual in this Dhamma. I will, then yet, I will devotion is my survival, Yoga Mutta. That's next to the last lying on that omelet. So it seems that until now we were not talking about it, so we are
Yes, you are.
We have a thief to mention your head, these ballads. Let us just review the halachas that we had heard until now. The Mechaber had said in Siv Dalet that Yudov Allah, even though it is Mishmashul Kol Tzolchoi, if not anymore Yasir Ledes, there's Yisra Bishul. If it's not Nisbashul Kol Tzolchoi, there's also Nisabishul. The Dovo Yovesh, which was Nisbashul Kol Tzolchoi, one is permitted to put it into a Kli Rishon in Shabbos. But the Dovo Yovesh that was not cooked, so one is not permitted to put it even into a Kli Sheni. And here the Mishnah Berurah explained because it's mechzik in mevashel, Kli Sheni normally is not mevashel, but one is permitted to pour from a Kli Sheni on a davo shelein mevashel. That means a raw food that wasn't cooked. One is not permitted to put into a Kli Sheni. But one is permitted to make iri from a Kli Sheni. But then the Mechaber says there are certain foods that are also minatoire to make iri from a Kli Sheni. And he mentioned two, Malia Hayosham, a fish that was salted, it's a year old, Kuyasayispanam. And the characteristic of these foods are that a small amount of chimum is enough to make them edible. So by them, even a iloi from a Kli Sheni can make it edible, and it has a teiras mishul, and one is chayvot mevashul. So that means we learned our exceptions to the rule that even though normally Kli Sheni is not mevashel min ha-toyren, but there are exceptions to the rule that there is no food that a fellow an iri from a Kli Sheni is mevashel. Now let us continue. Buhu adin. So now the Gemara says a new halacha. We just said there are exceptions to the rule, and that even though a Kli Sheni is not mevashel, but certain food that will need it from a Kli Sheni is mevashel. Buhu adin kol davar kosher. Something that is hard, she'enei roi lechel klal b'loi shriya. That means you have to soak it in the Kli Sheni, In order to make it edible, the also Mishleisai B'Shabbos, so this hard, this food which is very hard and not edible, till you soak it in Shabbos, in Hamen of a Klisheni, the also Mishleisai B'Shabbos, so one is not permitted to be shaded in Shabbos, the Avigmar Meloche, and it's also Minatayra. Because also, this food is a small amount of bishul will also accomplish that it will become edible, and there's a trade of special minatayra. Who had been called Dover Kosher, Rasulayma Dover, Shiloi Lechu Chai Beloi Bishul. This is something that theoretically can be eaten raw, you don't need to cook it. Ah, so yavesh nekoshemoid, but it's dry and very hard. Ad she'enai roi lechu klau machmazeh, because of this characteristic that it has, it's hard and dry, b'loish, so it's unedible, b'loish shchiyah b'chamin. The oshol is shoysoy. So one is not permitted to soak it in. One is not permitted to soak it in the cliche. The lechayre now he has to say kasha lama cholich a gemar the sign b'avi gemar malachet. Why does the gemar to say it is also because it's a gemar malachet? I think lay the hold of a yavish on his bash with a yain. Also, the shleizei b'chamen b'shabbos, all food that were not cooked, and shayden oisoi b'chamen b'shabbos, dovo yovish was nisbasha malifnei shabbos, therefore yovish was as yet not cooked, and shayden oisoi b'chamen b'shabbos, you're not allowed to talk it in a klisheni. That's what we had in the beginning of the thing. So anything that was not cooked, you are not permitted to talk it into Klisheni and Shabbos because it's Mashnik and Mavashto. So why over here does the Gemara have to give the special reason that you're not allowed to soak it in the Klisheni, the Avi Gemal Malachin? A new reason. Take it away. The Chod of the Yavish when it's Basham and Mejim also the Shleishi Bech. B'chamim b'shabbos v'chenal. That's the Mishaburut Kasha. Yeshloimer the leitzu ha'shminim b'mezeshu g'mar malachta lachtoi yesh isa b'shriya midei reise. The Gemara telling us this is not also midei rabbonon. Any food that you're putting it into a klisheni, it doesn't have this characteristic that the cliché is making it very lachila, only also in the Rabbana. But a machel that's yavish mekosher, and the only way it becomes edible is through soaking it into the cliché. So this is also in the Torah. K'moy adochus meliach hayosham. Just like we had said before, that Afil and Ilui from a Kli Sheni is also by Liach HaYoshen. So the same thing, that means so there are certain foods that require a small amount, a minute amount of bishul in order to make them roi lachile, and this bishul is a chain bishul min HaTorah. The also lishleisoi, I feel with the klisheni. Vuhu adin, imu dovish yenasa roi lechila ayidei hachon adoches chamin baal mafilu, to pour on it from a klisheni, not to soak it into klisheni. You pour on it at ili from a klisheni, gam adoche also. Vuhinao linyan dog meliach. So, these are the guidelines. So now we can have a whole Mishnah Berurah, which is going to delve into the Shaiva of if one is permitted to make tea on Shabbos, what one can do to make tea on Shabbos. In a Kaibi Shabbos, Poshet Bapoishkin, so the Baal is speaking about raw tea leaves. That's what he is speaking about. So Poshet Bapoishkin, the Yesh by Mishum Bishum. A tea leaf is a teres macho, and if you cook it, you chayv al tmevashu. Ubemeze, yesh by yisr skila. Ubeshege, tiyiv chatos. So when we are speaking about making tea on Shabbos, we are speaking about very serious shayla. One is to be very careful. Many people are making because there are coolers. Is very interesting. I saw this sugar of the Binyan Tea and the Orach Laneas. It's made like someone came into Russia and he saw all the houses that make tea and Shabbos, they took the Chinese and they poured on the tea leaves. Achman and the Tzvon, this was an anhogir that thousands of people were Mechalo Shabbos. Shem Rekai, the mitzvah of Mechalo Shabbos. Because ignorant, they didn't know the halachas. And that's what he says over here. So therefore, he's going to give us a step-by-step guideline how to make tea in Shabbos. Yeah. So let me say what is permissible, what is also. Beza Hashem Yisborach. Anyway, la'olei mikli rishayin al-alei hatei. If I have leaves which were not cooked, I have raw tea leaves. And the Binyan Tzioni speaks about, others say in China they cooked them, they got the tea from China, others say they cooked them, they didn't cook them. That's so cautious. Al-Kaponim, they cook, as they dry the leaves in China, but Al-Kaponim, this drying process does not have a shame. Afiyah, and Rashi says, because Afiyah means that through the process of baking, there is a distinct different taste in the machol. This drying process of the tea leaves does not accomplish anything in the taste of the tea leaves, so it's not called afiyah. So when the tea leaf came to it came to someone's house, halachically, it's a raw leaf. It's a raw leaf. We're not talking about one of the tea bags are. The only chilek is that there's a bag there, which we will talk about. But besides the bag, that's because the tea is also, the tea and the tea bags are also not cooked. That tea is not cooked. What? The tea leaves. The tea leaves, yeah. Okay. Now he's talking about tea leaves. V'hine la'arif mikli rishayin al-alei hatei. I'll take a kli rishayin. I'll take a teapot, a talaish, tea kettle, a talaish. And in Shabbos, I'll put some tea leaves and I'll pour from the hot water on the tea leaves. Yesh bozeh bevadai chash av malachem. There's a chash, there's a sofik of a yisro de reisah. Why? What's the chash? The guy malon, lalacha we paskin, number one, let's just understand the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. There's a machleyes harishayinim if iri mevasho kidei klipo. Now let's just elaborate 2 minutes on this nekuta. There is a klirishayin, there's a klisheini, and there's a iri from a klirish. Now let's explain. A clinician named a part which was on the fire. I took it off the fire now. It's not on the fire. A clinician is mevasho min hakayim. Let man to call it. Put something into a clinician. It's not on the fire, but it was cooked on the fire. It's yak the lettuce. A clinician is mevasho min hakayim. A clinician means I took from this kettle, I poured it into a glass. Now, the glass is called a clinician. What is the mila of this glass? What is this glass different than the past? Because this glass, the doifnei hakeli, the wall of the new keli that the hot water entered, are in the process of cooling off the water. The cold wall, the clinician, everything was alaish. The pot was alaish. The walls of the pot are hot. The water is hot. And that's the mabash. A clinician, if I pour it from a clinician into a clinician, so I have over here, there's a conflict over here. The wall of the clinician are busy being metaling the liquid in the clinician. So since there is a koyach that is being metaling the maske in the clinician, so therefore this clinician is not the koyach lemashu. It can't cook anymore. It does not have a koyach to cook. That is a clinician. And ilui from a clinician is worse than a clinician and better than a clinician in Kayach Habisho. It means if I pour from a kettle, so yeah, I don't have the hot walls which are helping by the clinician. The hot wall helps the maske and the keli to cook. That means it was assisted by the walls of also hot. Everything was all aish. Now I pour it out of the keli. It's now exposed to the air. So the air somehow has an effect on it. It's not it doesn't have such an effect as a clinician has on the maske, because a clinician is a mamish cold wall. The air is in between. I don't have the heat of the walls of a clinician. I don't have the tinon of the walls of the clinician. I have the tinon of the aver, and I'm missing the heat of the clinician. Now, ilui from a clinician is a machlekes harishon. The shittas harashbam is it's not mevasho. A clinician is mevasho. A ilui from a clinician is not mevasho. That's the shittas harashbam. The shittas harabeinu tam is an ilui from a clinician is mevasho. It's mevasho kidei klipa. Kidei klipa means that I will pour from a clinician on a machul, so the thinnest outer layer of this machul will get cooked. Kidei klipa. That means the thinnest outer layer will get cooked. The whole oivi, the whole thickness of the machul will not get cooked, will not be affected at all by the area of a clinician, but the outer layer will get cooked. This is the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. And the Mechaber Paskin is like the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Meila, the Mishnah Berurah says, when he starts telling us the shailas that one can get into, if he pours hot water from a tea kettle on tea leaves, so he says as follows. In a la'alois miklinishin ala la'yate, yesh b'zeh b'vavei shash av malachet. That means, it's a machlekes harishonim. By the time holds it's mevashel kidei klipa. The kaimala in the Shulchan Aruch also paskens like this. Dini mevashel kidei klipa. Kidei klipa b'tipyus. So they mean, he said it's a shash av malachet. That means, the Chofetz Chaim is saying, listen, if you made an ilui, and then the Mason Mignish will be built, and you'll come to me, I should be marking your cult machatas. Natürlich habe ich nicht bekommen, kann es für you, because it's not so pushy, you have a hat, the shit that is mom is that you want to have a Shabbat. So I won't be, but there's a shash, I'm the Lord, we're playing with fire over here, because, well, hell yes. Now, how much that Kleeko was a special could be a smackle than to a steel. No, it's a rightful because they creep it. But Gabi, you know, they is also the same thing. Yeah. Because they creep it will be somehow, because they creep will be in the bush. We'll talk about that soon. Okay. The Khoshke, but he's going about the so by pouring a hot water from a tradition on the tea leaves, we are playing with Achshash Amalach. The Khoshke, and if he's going to take now this tea, he just poured his water on the tea leaves. Now he wants to drink his tea. But till the 10 minutes, he wants to make sure she gets real warm. So put it on top of the candle to make sure that the scratch will put it on top of the candle to make sure he likes a hot tea. So the melee, so you don't do that. The host can be yummy, then the achetach al the candle, if you say hakochlin. The Kochlin was a furnace of some sort that had compartments that you could be able to eat up food in this. Achi ayat to lend this boy. So now, by putting it on a tunnel, now the tea leaves are being cooked not by an Elis until the sage over here. You put it on the tunnel, so this is real mabasa. This is no shy lamadis. The Maza Yome Likuliam with the Issaskilai Beza. No shaila about it. If you wanted your hot tea, you got into hot water with holiday. Fine. Okay, so don't do that. Vafilu im yiltalite nesale yetele seicha kli. Acheshiyale hachamin l'soicho. Kidei shiyale mayim shen kli shevi. Okay, so, fine. I hear the shayla rabbi. So, know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pour the hot water into a cup. The cup is a klisheni. A klisheni is not mevashu. Oh, Chavor Hashem. Not a mechalo Shabbos. And I have my cup of tea. And mazadik. Kamkein also. That's also for a few reasons. Kidekai Mulam besieves there. We said, left in the beginning of the sleep, we said that a dovo yovesh. The line is bashul. You're not allowed to put it into a klisheni because it's melting in the bashul. It's also in the rabbon. But to be a mechala Shabbos in the rabbon, it's also not kedai for any Shabbos. So the melech, because the guy will receive it there, the dover shaloi bought the ham and the livne Shabbos, and shayin be Shabbos as the of the klisheni. A Philip is cliché, you're also not allowed. So here, the Yishu brings down a pertinent question. And let us just look the page, the previous page, with the Mishnah Berurah 268, or look right where it says Memchet. The top line of the Mishnah Berurah. The mechzi kemevash. So that's it. You're not allowed to put it into a cliche into the mechzi kemevash. For leidomi l'stavlen b'sivderes v'yotza ele b'glirishayin. So the Mishnah is the kasha. So we're saying something that was not cooked you are not allowed to put into a cliche because it looks like you're being bashful. So yes, we learned Tomlin prices. You're not allowed to put into a cliche, but into a cliche, you're allowed to put. So where's this? Why it don't I say there? Merci, kimavashel. The tavon asin la matre kakdeis of my merci, kimavashel. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. I mean, if I put in an apple into a cliche with hot water, it looks like the one that cooks the apples. That's what it looks like. That's also me that I bought. I'll put tavlin into a cliche. It doesn't look like I want to cook the tavlin. I want to see what it looks like. It's magically the only thing it looks like. Yeah, it looks like I don't want to cook the tavlin. I want that to spice up the content and the cliche. I'll go upon it. We have a clause that this message of the partial depend on what you're putting into the cliche. You're putting a bachel in the cliche. That's the tip of a bachel. You're putting tavlin in the cliche. It's not that the tip of a bachel. So here is the Mr. Bull said, oh, you put it in the cliche. What am I putting in tea leaf? A tea leaf, machine, is my tavlin. I want that the water should taste good. I want to cook the tea leaf. I want the water to taste good. So my main thought should be like, Tavlin. So what is the sign of the Mishnah Berurah? So the deal should bring down discussion of the Mishnah Berurah. And he says different thoughts, and that could be the whole meaning of Tavlin is just adding a taste to the Tavsho. But over here, the whole the ikat absolute the tea, this is the whole thing, so because this is poison that now. Al Capone, he has the kasha, he says, this time until another time. To get the Mishnah Berurah has a point here. Well, fine. Then we talk about that abono, to put it into cliche, and he left it in the bash. The host can see my Mishnah Berurah right now. We are going to learn. The yesh dvarim rakim kalei habishul shemitbashlo matulu ba'adochen b'klisha. We learned that the Melia HaYoshon, Kulia Zayitbanya, is something that is something soft, and yafilu an easy from a cliche is mevashul. Efshel, and then later we're going to have that there are certain foods which are mikale habishul, which we are unaware of. So that puts us in a tremendous predicament. That we're going to put something into a cliche. Are you sure that this is not mikale habishul? Are you sure about that? And Kozman, you can't bring proof that it's not mikale habishul. We have to be afraid it is mikale habishul. And if it is mikale habishul, it's habishul deraisa. And is the yesh ba'olim gam ken shash isa deraisa b'lo b'aytasa. So Memele, if you're going to start from scratch on Shabbos, you're going to make your tea on Shabbos. So chaser shom to pour from a tea kettle on the leaves. That's really a bit of the zach. It could be Ilias Mabashal, could they clip it? And to put it into a cliche, it could be it's also with the Abonam. It could be it's also in that day, it's Mikali official. So to start Shabbos to make your tea, forget about it. You're being Mahawa Shabbos. But Al Kain is Kimu Achoinim. That if you want to have tea on Shabbos, it's me shetolach be'erim Shabbos yechol b'Shabbos. If you want to have be'erim Shabbos, forget about it. So what should you do? It kimo achoyin be'esh la'aloy aleihem be'erim Shabbos loyichin b'klil. So pour erim Shabbos, make your tea kettles, and pour loyichin b'klilishin. Kidei Shayidei Zayin Nikra Tei Mebushel Bemikta. I mean, what did I do Erev Shabbos? I cooked today kleber of the tea leaves. I cooked Erev Shabbos and the tea leaves. I cooked the kleber. The Iri Mevashel kedei kleber. Now, Iri Mevashel kedei kleber. But there's two sides to the coin. That means when I poured the hot water, so the chalik of the leaf that was facing upwards was hissed by the stream of hot water, that was good. What about the other side? The other side, and maybe we have some leaves on the top of the other. So then you lost your, and it's only my basil to the creepers. So he said, while you are pouring the hot water on the leaves, it means while you're pouring, turn the leaf upside down, and that is to make sure that all surfaces of the leaf were cooked by the Iri as a shaker. Make sure all surfaces were cooked. Because if you didn't do this, Shabbos could be, you're pouring again, I'm going to pour hot water on the tea leaf. The other side could mean this side was never cooked. So when you are making your Iri as a Shabbos, you're preparing your tea leaves as a Shabbos, make sure that your mahapas, the tea leaves, as that all surfaces should have been cooked by the Iri Al-Kaponim to the Kleepers. The Yaitotai, he says, on Italia, this is, we're juggling with the Museya, I make all the services, I hit all the services, I turn it over. Shiyim avosho mamesh adei amodim amodim amitvash. Let me tell you a better access. You should go and take your tea leaves and put them on the age and cook them in the special but delicious. Then you'll know they're cooked. Here, this thing partially cooked. Maybe everything wasn't cooked. So you put it on the flame and you'll cook the oil. You know it was cooked. Right? That'll be the best thing. Well, okay, that's a bracket. Fine. Ba'achakach, yozik is the essence with me. So now what did I do? I had essence of tea from which came about through that I poured the hot water on the tea leaves. And also, I had the tea leaves also, which I want to use again. The tea leaves are recyclable. I can use them again. So let me tell you what you should do. So as of Shabbos, you pour hot water on the tea leaves. Now, empty out the scent that you made, empty it out in another keli. Kedei shiyisharu alei atei yimeshim. So now, in Shabbos, you have a scent, which you make perhaps one cup of tea, and you have tea leaves which were cooked already kedei kleipas, and they're dry. Make sure they're dry. Now I have dry tea leaves which were cooked already. Did they creep the head of Shabbos? Because in Zobah Yavesh, the kind of lumber seems that they may be shalach and be shalach to loss in Nitzchamis. Even the cap cold, another yovish, this leaf, it's dried up, and I'm going to pour hot water on it, so it's another yovish. Ba'achakach, mutaloi lahazir, gam mei asens, elu atainanin, asayich akli ze gufa. That means I want a strong tea. So, I'm going to pour from a tea kettle on the leaves. Number one, this I'm allowed to do because here is my marshal, can I clean this? And the scent I had left over from Erev Shabbos, even though it's cold, we have before them is the Buddha, that even though the Mahaprabhu asks it, we also ask it. That's the Mayan, that is Bashlu, and it's Tanilu. There's a thing here, special Ach and special Abba, which we say need to make. So, Mason tells, say, Nail, say, Hakli, that Rupert, Hamasha, Kassam, no, the Mayan, or the Dalalashin, it's done, and what to learn, we think, but say, we say, anything. So that you'll be permitted to do. But if you won't listen to me and you won't dry the leaves, then Yeshua by Mashkia says, if you can believe the sense will be on the leaves will be wetish. I kind of want the Balachish, Bisholacha, Bishol, and it's done. If you're going to pour from a Kleeshain, you're not allowed to pour from a Kleeshain on Mashkin, and it's done. In Loy, Shemei Hashem's Atenim in the Lubim Shleis Chavo Adeya Mayim Shemar Alem Lamocha. Unless you have so much cold water, you have your leaves, and you have your tent, you didn't dry it out, and it's cold, and the hot water you're going to put in after Achekich Leis HaKoyl, the hot water that you put in is not going to become a hot tea. Never warm it, it's less than Yatzilad. No, if it's less than Yatzilad, it's not being the Vashal itself. That will be what. The thing that's in Linyan Kavi. Now, if a person is a coffee drinker, so you're having the same problem, you have ground coffee beans, they're raw. He shouldn't pour my mchan with klidishin. In loy she'ela aleyim be esmel. Unless the same thing, same procedure. The Isaac is a my melee. He poured on the ground coffee. He poured the hot water out of Shabbos and then he pulled off the tent and now it's dried up. But I'm called this girl. I'm a Shabbos. Now, before we go further, let us just jump. We live in a sophisticated day and age. Let us think about what's the mile over there. Over there, it was cooked already. This coffee, this Nescafe, first they cooked up the coffee, and then there's a drying out process that they separate the liquid from the halic of the time of the coffee, and we have what's left over, they took out. So what we have is something that was already cooked. So l'chayre, so let's start looking at it. No, if it's cooked, so it's over your base. Ain't visual like a visual. Fighting going, take a cleave, he's saying, pour on it, tell him how you start. That is one way how you can look at it. Now, there's another way how to look at it. It's not so push. There's a chumre from the Gedalei Achronim of Gedalei, the top of the days. They say, well, just one second. We are twelve that a double yavesh is a bishalachapish. A double lach shenit tanein is yesh bishalachapish. Fine. Now, the minute you put the hot oil, the hot water, on the creation, say, well, it's a double yavish. That's what happened to me. As soon as you pour the hot water on the granules of your coffee, it becomes a liquid. So others hold that it doesn't have a mile of a double yavish. A double yavish, which will instantly dissolve and become a double la, which includes sugar also, it's not so cautious if it's pour from a Kleeshain on it. Because it could be at the dinner of a double lach, but it's simultaneously going to become a double lach. And then the double lock is the special lock of it. So others say, put it into a cliche. A cliche, everybody. No. A cliche, we just learned. A double lock that was cooked. Lock, put it into a cliche. So put it into a cliche. So that was many place gimbals. There is another Shaila. I once heard the Shiva Rabbi Yaakov how to make coffee on Shabbos. And so this first came out with the escape and stuff. So he said, and then Rabbi Yashiv is the same story. So he said that they cook it, and then afterward, they dry out the liquid, and the liquid content evaporates, and then you have the granules of coffee. So he said it could be in this process of drying out the coffee could be becomes, it's called an afia. Mentioned before on my show, but it doesn't change the taste. But the Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Yaakov were chayish put it, maybe it's called afia. And why is it called afia? So yes, special achar afia, even though it was first cooked for him later, something that was mevusho, and then it was baked. Now you want to cook it again, so there's a sufficient prima donna. Could be we say yes, special achar afia artificial, and a cliche is mevusho, because we all the chayish a cliche is mevusho another another. So they said to put in the cliche. That's what they had to put in the cliche. And then, the Mishnah was made of my old Kalei official with a cliche. He was also with me, not the question, but these chashas were made for the cliche. So Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yankin says, we have to put in the cliche. Others told you can put in the cliche. And then they bring some of Shmuel Bozma, and Shmuel Bozma says, maybe now it's Sicha Kosher. Of course, who knows what process is going to come about for what's up there in this leaf. So they're making the instant coffee. Could be they'll make an instant coffee work, which is not completely cooked. Who knows what to be. So that's a also with machma and the cliche. So we have over here, perhaps me'ikar adin, you could make ilui from a cliche, because it's a double yavesh. There's a chumre that since it simultaneously becomes a double lach, so could be as a din of a double lach, shenitzdanin, that ilui is also on a double lach with cliche. So therefore, it's grammable to put it on the cliche, into a cliche, and others were machma to put it into a cliche, and then we'll speak about other chumres to be seen progressive. Then you put the coffee. Let you want the real form, they won't tell you to do something else. We'll come to that later. Yeah, but I'll come on in. No. It's not a visual Gishayim, it's a tree of Gishayim, which we'll hear. So you have to have your cliche, but you have to put the Shaila tree, we'll hear later in the Shaila tree, that there is others who are machma the yesh tree of Boichman. Because you're going to put your coffee into the cliche. If your water gets nice in color. So there are me carriers there ain't three of boy. There are machmirim who hold that you should be machmir, especially by water. And the deer should be down as far as it is because water is something they make dyes from. So to say ain't three if I might admit. So therefore there's a mocking to be machma. Okay, now let's go. Driven. Yeah, with that. ואף שאיתרנו לאריס חנין על הרבה יתי הקאפי, I just told you a nature, and you can pour איזו יהיה, כנוסו מאף ממיים בקליישן, אף על פיקי לטרוס את יזו, יש לו ימיד את יתי הקאפי בטענו ראי בכוחלס, but don't put it afterwards on the table like kochum after she shut up her mind the ainiri mevashala kedei clean for you to take now this kochum put it on the tongue of kelen is basho et smala kedei clean us the after they have other the tongue is basho and gamri being that even they should be yalom am shein limcha is biyad anoi ilbari become a concursor in eitza amubcheref nizder. Why should you handle with tea leaves? I know she's talking at an Erev Shabbos with Amri. Make us then take as much tea leaves as you want. Make a whole jar full of sand. She started some amela in the sand, this water that was cooked already. This was cooked at Erev Shabbos. It's like standing. She put in the cliche. וכך לארץ צריך להתברך למוחת ושאפס על די ליבס. make a sense. במוחי שצריך להשתי שיטה עשם תסקיין ולשיך הכי שסויס לבויס. אחרי שאירו המים החמים וצריך להתבלעץ הקלישאים. גם במילה, so listen, yeah, my content, so they can't, so we hold the, by the Wallach in the sun and it's getting poor out water. So I'll go to them, so pour from the kettles into a cup, that'll be a cliche, nice. And then pour from the sand, you have a sense that this was water that was cooked. And if Shabbos, it's the talent, so it's not just a problem with the cliche. But who are then, Shemuta Lofis Glusay HaKlish has said, now you have a cliche, nice. You cliche, nice. Cholol Shemit Tane. Milk that was cooked and got cold. So that means the same thing. So there's the fact what we just said that a mashke that was cooked and is cold, you have to put the cliche. So cholop sheni ktanes. Not allowed to put the cliche, it was cooked and you have to put the cliche. Pasteurized milk, the mixtuk. Others are mako and others are machta. Rabbi Yashin was machmel, Rabbi Yashin said that pasteurization does not have a thin soap. His fascia was down the common name of soap wasn't cooked. So then could be milk with me the volume I call it with his fascia. Could be milk we have mechanic in my fascia. So of course when it wasn't cooked properly, he knows he should be put in the cliche.
What?
Who told you that? Who told you to care this? It wasn't Yaxel and this. No. It was mentioned yesterday of being a loche, Kale and Bishu, if it's not Yaxel and this, it's Mutter. Could be a thought, so maybe that'll also cook it, but if there'd be a lot of my bad tzorchim. If it's not Yatzai Leder, we just said Kali Yatvish and Yid Yatzai Leder on components. It'd be a lot of Mesutrik. They can't be fake. From the mailer, so maybe it wasn't Kali Yatvish and it wasn't Yatzai Leder. Could be it wasn't Yatzai Leder, so it wasn't Yatzai Leder, so you can't be doing it. I will also not take a lane with clearing. So listen, I told you, you make a sense. That's the best thing. Forget about your leaves. Throw away your leaves. Make a fence. Erev Shabbos, a jar full of fence. And that's the lashon is partial. And you're putting a cliche in Shalom on Yisrael. But don't pour from a clearing on this fence. I will also allow to let me clearing. Because obviously, that's good. Yes, I'm the poor and the double lash and it's done from the clinicians. Essential, my ain't a time on. What is the sense? Now, Now, if we go there, let's just understand one thing. This thing that we said, he said it before, that something, we had a din, that a double action in time is beneficial. I thought people we had yesh la haku the cliche, even though a cliche means a spaces my basho, but Mexican my basho. A cliche means we could be make of. But there are machmenam also, yesh la haku. So he says, if you stand is ham, ain't a tainan, oh, the bad I thought. So now, there's no this bishop like a bishop. The lot is because the color day is so then, so it's cooked. It's a half cooked. So he said, then it would be better to put it into the creepers. Then you can pour from a creation on it. It's cooked and it's hot. And it's, what they so then it would be better to pour from a creation. So you take away the shadow of three of